It's time now for KMTS Connections, a public affairs program from KMTS News, heard weekdays around 12:30, bringing you interviews and information regarding local nonprofit events and city and county services from Aspen to Rifle. KMTS Connections connects you to everything that matters in the Roaring Fork Valley and beyond. Once again, it's Gabe from the KMTS Morning Show. Time for another Sopris Theater Company production. This one is directed by Wendy Moore. It's called 16 Wounded. Mm-hmm. Wendy, before we start talking with Jesse and Bob, who are in this show, what is it about?
Well, it's about a young Palestinian man who, for reasons that become clear, more clear through the course of the play, is in Amsterdam. And he is injured in a street fight, tossed out on the street, and found by a Jewish baker who takes him in and nurses him back to health and gives him a job. That's what it's about.
Okay. As we're discussing this at the beginning, before we started today, you said it's definitely not a comedy.
No, it's not.
So that leaves us with a serious drama.
Mm-hmm.
I always forget to ask this until later on in the conversation. Appropriate for kids?
I can't answer that.
It's Bob Moore talking right now. I'd say yes, it is, but they would have to be old enough to understand. What did you say, Brad? Maybe 12 and older. I don't know, something like that.
Yeah.
I would think.
I mean, it's not PG-13, but there's a lot of angst and drama in it.
So PG-13. Maybe.
There you go.
Some adult themes and that kind of thing.
Yes.
And it's most about the Israeli-Palestinian conflict, which, through our research, started in 1949. Right. I was 2 years old.
Right. Started right after World War II, right?
Yes, yeah. And it's been going on ever since.
When was the play written?
The play was written in 2002.
So it's fairly recent, actually.
Yes, it's fairly recent.
Interesting. The title of the show, though, is 16 Wounded, not one. So where does the 16 come into play?
Well, I'm not going to tell you that.
You have to watch the show.
You have to watch the show.
Oh, good grief. Okay. Yeah. This will add an interesting twist. It's not very often I don't get to talk about the title of the show.
No. Mm-hmm. I mean, metaphorically.
The title of the show comes into play in the last line of the piece. Mm-hmm. So I'm afraid we'd kind of give it away if we did that.
Fascinating. Yes. Okay. Mm-hmm. How large is this cast?
Oh,
five.
Yeah.
Five.
Okay. So fairly small then.
Yes.
So it primarily, I'm getting focuses around the first two people we talked about, the Palestinian and, mm-hmm. and the Israeli.
Mm-hmm. And a young woman who works in the bakery that is owned by the by Bob's character and
the Jewish baker,
yeah, and his love interest,
and who is a woman of the evening.
Woman of the evening. Everybody keeps their clothes on, which is good.
We did say PG-13.
That's right. Yeah.
And there's a brother. The Palestinian's brother shows up about halfway through the show.
So, Bob, you play a Jewish baker.
Yes, Hans. The Jewish baker, yes, that actually discovers Jesse's character. Jesse's character's name is Mahmoud. So
okay, so Jesse plays
the Palestinian,
the young Palestinian.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I suppose you look the part with the facial hair, that kind of thing.
Been growing it.
I was going to say you didn't even have to. Ever since I've known you, you've been playing the part.
Right, right.
Interesting. Jesse, now you came to the United States from Columbia, right?
Correct.
Mm-hmm. You immigrated here and you've been going to school at CMC and you've got your theater degree.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, you just couldn't get away. You had to continue.
Pretty much. Yeah. Pretty much.
That's kind of how theater is.
Well, and I've been, I guess, lucky enough to have been welcomed to the theater community here in the Valley as well as I have. So I want to just make sure that I get to enjoy it as much as I can.
They definitely seem to have you, you've been on a number of shows, put mm-hmm. it that way, both in front of the curtain as well as behind it.
Correct.
What do you personally know, or what did you know before you started working on this play about the Palestinian-Israeli conflict?
Not much other than what you hear in the news, because this is one of those that, like, you know, it's been going on for 7 years, so it's kind of like an undercurrent. You really only hear about it when it comes up in the news because something else or something new happened about it, but not necessarily the beginnings and the middles and the intricacies of the conflict. It's the same way it was back in Colombia with the FARC. You know, it's the same thing. It's kind of like an undercurrent. Like, you know it's there, but you don't really know what's going on. So
I would imagine that you'd pay a lot more attention to it if you were there.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, when I was there, that's where I'm kind of trying to go with that, is that when I was there, it's the same thing. It's kind of like an undercurrent. You only hear about it when there's like a bomb or something, you know, but you'll know that it's always kind of there.
Right. So you can identify with this because, yeah. I mean, that's a lot of what this has all been about.
Mm-hmm. To a certain extent, sure. It hasn't been as brutal in Colombia as it's been in...
It hasn't been going on as long.
Yeah.
What is the point of the show? Is there a grander overall theme involved here? Or is it just the story of these two guys that somehow get to know each other through the course of these events?
Well, I think, Gabe, what drew Wendy and I to the play initially, we saw it performed, guys, we were talking about this a little bit earlier, I think we saw it performed 10 years ago down at Evergreen, and it really resonated with us and kind of, we said, that's on our bucket list. We'd love to do this show. You know, we've been talking about some very serious subjects right here, and yes, it does address these, but I really think the undercurrent of the play is how humans can relate to each other on a level when they're one-to-one, which is so much more real than who they are. But the undercurrent underneath that is you can never escape who you are and how you were raised and where you came from, but you can still be human together, and you can experience emotions and joy and friendship and love on that one-to-one basis. And then all of a sudden something comes up that reminds you of what your past is or who you are.
And I think that's speaking to the positive side of what the play has to say. And if I were to be the red devil on the left shoulder, I would say that.
You have such a way with words, Jesse. You really do. I appreciate that so much.
Thank you, thank you. I would say that the other part of that is that sometimes, and people don't understand the reasons behind why you do what you do. When it's say a good thing or a bad thing, perhaps something that helps other or hurts others, and some people can't really wrap their head around the reasons why, say, Jesse would help someone or hurt them. Sometimes they are grander and bigger than they appear. It's not just an ideal. It's not just identity or culture or my race. It's about you. You know, it's about my. It's just so much. The reasons vary. You know, of course, depending on the situation, but. Let's just say that what I'm trying to get at is that the show tries to enlighten the audience as to the reasons why humans act the way they do within this context.
Okay.
Very well said, Jesse.
Thank you.
I think I'm going to go to radio interviews with you all the time.
Yeah, so. He's very articulate, isn't he?
Yes, he is.
Yeah, yeah. We will take a quick break. Again, you can see 16 Wounded. It's a Sopris Theater Company production, so that's the hybrid CMC Theater and Community Theater. It will take place at the New Space Theater at CMC's Spring Valley Campus the weekend of Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, February 17th, 18th, and 19th, then the following Thursday through Sunday, 23rd through 26th. Thursday, Friday, Saturday shows are at 7, then Sunday matinees are at 2 p.m. Tickets are $18, general admission, $13, student, senior, CMC faculty, and staff. You can get them at that great website, eventbrite.com. You can also call 947-8177 if you prefer the old-fashioned way. Back in just a minute, you're listening to KMTS Connections. Welcome back to KMTS Connections. Again this afternoon, we're visiting about the Sopris Theater Company production, 16 Wounded. Again, you can see it at the New Space Theater at CMC Spring Valley Campus. Tickets at eventbrite.com, as well as more details. And, of course, I'll give all that information to you again. Show is directed by Wendy Moore and a fairly small cast. We've got almost half of them here. Jesse Monsalve and Bob Moore are in this. Bob, you said you and Wendy saw this in Evergreen shortly after it was written.
Right, yeah, at that point. I
think 10 or so years ago.
Right.
What about it really pulled you in and made you want to take it on? Did it seem like a technical, like an acting challenge? Did it seem like it would be interesting to pull people together and work them through this whole process of acting out these characters? What was it that really drew you in? Or is it just the story?
The story is very compelling. And I think that it shows both perspectives. And the playwright said, and I'm going to quote from him, "Ideally, audiences will never watch the news the same way again. My wish is that no matter how politicized people are when they come into the theater, they will be able to see that there's always another side of the story. With the slightest change of circumstance, any one of us could be on the other side." Mm-hmm. And that really resonates.
Did he intend for this play to be political in nature? Does that come through in the script?
Well, I think the their backgrounds come through. Bob's character is Jewish, living in Amsterdam. He's a Holocaust survivor. And Jesse's character, being Palestinian, hates Jews. And yet they come together and they see the other side of their life, I guess I would say.
Hmm? Well, they see the humanity in each one, in each other. And you know, the reason I was, to go back to your question, Gabe, the reason that I was really drawn to it is characters with depth appeal to me. And the character of Hans in this play is a multifaceted character. And and you have to, when you're an actor, you have to go into that whole thing about backstory and try to figure out who he is, why he says the thing he does, why he says the things he does, why he believes what he believes. And even though he does play a Jewish character in the play, he spent most of his life not really being a practicing Jew. And events in the play, like I said earlier in the interview, you know, his past, he can't escape his past, can't escape who he is. And so those are some of the reasons that I really enjoyed the play. When we watched it down in Evergreen, we talked about it all the way driving back home, because it makes you think. And I love plays like that are worthwhile.
Again, this is one that it's fine to bring the kids to, but some adult themes, that kind of thing. So I think we agreed on – I kind of threw this out there. I'm not sure I got an affirmation. But PG-13, does that sound – about
mm-hmm.
right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
If you were going to compare it to a movie, it would be something along those lines. So yeah. If you're comfortable bringing your kids to a PG-13 type movie, but at the same time, they're not going to be checking IDs at the door or anything
like
heavens,
that. Oh, heavens no. Yeah.
Sure. So it's up to the parents, I guess you might say.
Right.
And some parents, you know, maybe these are important conversations that parents should be having with their kids, you know, as opposed to just what we see on the news. As you describe this story, I think of speaking of World War II, I think of a World War II story, which I'm not sure if this was fiction or if it actually happened and somebody wrote it down, but a story of Belleau Wood, a story about Christmas Eve. And, you know, the fighting stops and I can't remember. It was Germans and was it American soldiers, I believe? And they decided it's Christmas Eve. That's not a time to be fighting.
Right.
They all get together, have a party. And next day they go back to it.
Yep.
It sounds actually very similar to this. Mm-hmm. And how I get there is you mentioned a couple times that in 16 Wounded, these two main characters – even though they hate the groups that each other represents, through the course of the show, they realize, Bob, as you say, the humanity in each other and the fact that, well, we are individuals and maybe we don't always represent absolutely everything that you would think our groups, our respective groups would represent. Mm-hmm. Do am I off base there, or is it a little similar to that old story?
No, you're right on.
No, yeah, you're actually right on. They're, they see each other through commonalities in personality and I don't know if there, I guess I, for my character I would use the word gruff, not necessarily with Mahmood, but they're cranky bakers. They get up early in the morning and
Who wouldn't just, be cranky getting up?
You're right. Then having repartee throughout the day of biting on each other a little bit, but still really really liking one another.
Okay.
And so it's so that part of it, I really enjoy. That's a great part in the characterization.
Coming from the viewpoint of someone who has to get up that early every day, I completely understand. Yeah. We didn't talk about the setting of this play. It actually, for the most part, takes place entirely in the bakery. Is that right?
Yes, yeah. The greatest majority of the play does, yeah.
And so I imagine that, I think a lot about the technical side of stuff, the things that go on that make everything else make sense. And I think about, sometimes plays are just really simple and there's maybe a couch or, frankly, one of the best plays I saw was just one mattress and it was two people. I don't remember the name of it, but I'm sure you guys, what was it? And it's the story of this couple all the way from when they're young to when they get older.
Oh, I do. Is the musical version of it. The
four poster.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, in this one, it seems a lot more complicated than that. I mean, if you're supposed to be a Jewish baker in Amsterdam, how many props and how much of this do you have to keep track of while still remembering the lines?
Oh, yeah. A lot.
That is great. That is great that you bring that up because I just, as an actor, when you have when you're in a play and you have a lot of things to deal with, I have to do what's called a run sheet backstage for me, which is I have to print it out. I go to my computer and actually type it in and print it out, and it is a list of props that have to be preset before the show. And then it is a list of what you do with those props when you start a scene and how you end a scene, and then how you track that prop from point A to point B. And my preset on this show has 48 items on it. That is, that's unbelievable to me. And it's more than one page. When I did it the day before yesterday, because Wendy says it's time for you to do your run list,
that's the director's job, right?
That's right. I was kind of freaking out, and poor, poor Brad, our technical director and producer for the show, he has so much stuff to get together to make this a bakery, because in a bakery there is stuff. There's the stuff you make baked goods out of. There's all the utensils and things that you need. There's the oven. There's the baking rack. There's the sink. I mean, it goes on and on and on and on. So Brad can probably speak to how much of a challenge that was.
And the first thing I told Brad when we talked about the play is, he can go ahead and build a bakery, but I want the theaters to smell like bread.
And were you able to accomplish that?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Not awesome. Yet. I mean, we're still in dress rehearsal.
But you know how you're going to do it.
Yes.
Yes. And that's what I want. I want people to walk in the door and smell that bread baking and go, oh, this is a nice place.
Maybe it'll take a little edge off the subject matter.
Maybe.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Again, 16 Wounded is the name of this show. It's a Sopris Theater Company production. You can get tickets at eventbrite.com. You can also purchase them by calling the New Space Theater box office, 947-8177. Again, it's Friday, Saturday, Sunday, February 17th, 18th, 19th, then Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, the 23rd, 24th, 25th, and 26th, weekday and Friday and Saturday shows are 7 p.m. The Sunday matinees are 2. I'm sure I could have put that better, but I guess it is what it is. Some of us are more articulate than others. One final break. We'll come back and wrap things up in just a minute. You're listening to KMTS Connections. Welcome back to KMTS Connections. Again, this afternoon, we're talking about the Sopris Theater Company production of 16 Wounded. It's directed by Wendy Moore and actually produced by Brad Moore, who's been here before and has been involved in a number of different theater companies. But he is not married to Wendy Moore. That actually would be Bob Moore, who we talked to earlier.
Bob and I are you know, twins from different mothers or something, brothers of we don't know.
It's actually interesting because you guys look a little bit alike.
We do get confused for each other quite a bit. I mean, a lot of people, but yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you for the comic relief before we get back into the subject of this show, which is a little heavy.
It is heavy. I mean, there are some really very funny moments in the show and some, you know, some just brilliantly acted, heartwarming moments. But it's a heavy piece.
Again, it's called 16 Wounded. I'm curious if you were aware of this before the decision was made to put this show on.
I knew that there was an interest in the show. And so, you know, when Gary actually decided that he wanted to do the show, I knew that it was because it was something that Wendy and Bob had brought to Gary, Gary Katzenberger, who's the artistic director of the company.
Right.
Anyway, so, you know, we talked about it and I did some research just so that I kind of knew what was up and about, and sounded like a really interesting, wonderful piece.
Obviously, art and theater, you can sometimes take some license. You can sometimes take on subjects that maybe on a daily basis you would not really talk that much about. I imagine sometimes there are subjects that might come up, perhaps not with this play, and maybe so, that you might be a little concerned how people would respond to it because it might be a little too intense, a little too personal.
Well, you know, I mean, because of current events and, you know, things going on, not only in the U.S., but more recently in Europe and things like that, in terms of, you know, some terror attacks and things like that. Yeah, this is a tough subject. One of the things that I think we're trying to be very clear about with this piece is that we're not trying to state an opinion. That's not our job. Our job is to present the material and let the audiences then have that conversation and let them try and work through that. To that end, we've asked Bo Persico, who is a professor at CMC, to come and do a talk back on the two Saturday evenings so that people can ask some questions. He's very, very well versed in this whole conflict. He's studied to great length Islam and things like that. So it's, you know.
Is he the one that, did he come in for an interview maybe prior to one of the classes, the courses that he taught in the past?
He might have. Yeah, okay. I don't know that for sure. He might have. I mean, it sounds likely that would happen. You know, so we're encouraging a lot of students to come see this show, a lot of the classes in communications, religious studies, history, things like that are coming. And we encourage the community to come and watch this piece. Again, not because we have a point of view that we're trying to tell. We're just trying to present the piece. One of the things that Wendy was quoting the playwright earlier, and one of the things that he said in putting this piece together is that he's not as interested about the Israeli-Palestinian conflict as he is about the story of these two people from very different situations and different lives, and that we see, and I think what is so wonderful about this piece is that we see both sides of something. You know, when you read the quote that something about, you know, it doesn't take either one of us much more than a step to be on the other side of something, but to see how clearly balanced these characters are and that there is validity to their lives, and that we see things through different perspectives. And I think, you know, particularly after what we've seen in our country with, you know, the whole election process, mm-hmm. and everything else, I mean, there's such a divide, and it's because oftentimes we don't understand that somebody else's
We look at each other as we look at each other as members of groups as opposed to individuals.
Exactly, as opposed to individuals, and we don't understand that there's a history behind why somebody is where they are. You know, Bob was talking earlier about
the Holocaust
and how we can't really escape who we are or where we came from.
Right,
but we certainly can address it and acknowledge it and understand that we all come from very different places and that we've all had certain major events that have helped shape who we are.
Again, that professor is going to be there the Saturday nights of the show?
The Saturday nights.
Okay,
yeah,
so
to
that
do a
would
talk
be...
back afterwards and just to sort of help us not answer any questions, but to help us find the right way to frame the questions and to begin the conversations.
So that would be the 18th and the 25th.
Correct.
That he will be there answering questions, and that's after the show?
It'll be after the show.
Okay,
uh-huh.
So everyone's invited to stick around after.
Yeah. I think he's a psychologist in the Valley, and he also then teaches these classes not only in psychology, but he also has a real interest in understanding, the both sides of that okay. conflict anyway.
Okay. So again, if you'd like there's no extra charge for the Q&A, I guess, if you will, yeah. afterward. Again, that happens on the Saturdays of the show, February 18th and the 25th.
You know, Gabe, we haven't had much of a chance to really talk about the other people in the show.
Yeah.
And the really wonderful thing about doing theater is the ensemble work that comes out of every member of the cast. And I don't know, Brad, if you want to chat a little bit or talk a little bit about the other members in the show.
Well, it really is. It's a wonderful cast from top to bottom. It's just really a really wonderful group of people. Obviously, Bob and Jesse we know about. Becky Levine, who is from the Valley, but is relatively new back to the Valley. Mm-hmm. And she's been in, she was in Your Good Man Charlie Brown recently, and she was in Sweeney Todd, I think.
I was in Sweeney Todd with her.
Oh, and Fiddler.
And Fiddler
okay.
on the Roof, yeah.
Anyway, she plays the role of Nora, and she also works in the bakery and becomes a love interest of Mahmoud, Jesse's character. And really wonderful in that role. Kelly Ketzenbarger plays Sonia, who is, as Bob said earlier, Hans's romantic interest, and she's a woman of the evening. You know, it takes place in Amsterdam, so she's she's part of that red light district in Amsterdam. But it's really interesting, again, finding out how different people get to where they are in their lives and why they're there and what that does to shape their humanity. Rounding out the cast is Raleigh Burleigh, who we've worked with a couple of times as a group. He was in one of the iterations of Unmarried in America that we all worked on. But he's just come back to the Valley after being in South America for quite a while. But anyway, he plays Ashraf, who is Mahmoud's older brother. And it's just, for me, sitting back and seeing the rehearsals and seeing the relationships that these people are all building and the strength of the performances and the scene work. And it's just, it's a very moving show and a tremendous cast. And of course, Wendy is the director, is just fabulous. So it's one of those
producer, set designer, lighting
well,
designer,
that
sound
set
designer,
lighting, and whatever designer. Yeah,
I don't know about you guys, but I feel the love in this room. I
yeah. it's been a really interesting process, and going through we had the chance to a shout out to Aaron down at Sweet Colorado. We got to go hang out in his bakery and learn how to bake, just learn kind of, some of the...
No trade secrets, I assume.
No trade secrets. There were certain things we didn't get to watch and all that, but...
But great donuts.
But great donuts, yeah. And actually the community has really rallied behind us, and I don't want to give away too much about some of the other people that we've met with. You'll find out when you see the show, but just really a lot of support from the community about telling the story accurately and with appropriate props and things like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
And speaking of which, I guess we should mention seasoned producers Jim and Connie Calloway of the Sopris Theater Company as well.
Yeah, they're such wonderful support. And, I just talked to Jim the other day, and he's so thrilled to support us and feels like we really, and in his words, we really deserve it. And I thought that meant a lot.
Coming from him, I think that does mean a lot.
Yeah.
As we kind of put the wraps here, Wendy, is there anything else that you'd like folks to know about the show or the cast? Maybe something to keep in mind if they're planning on seeing the show?
Well, I have always looked at theater as a way to get an explanation of the world. And so I would say come to the show because I think theater can awaken empathy in you. It's real hard to see what's going on with yourself. It's too close. Mm. But if you come to see a play, you can see other people. And it's easy looking at other people. You can say, that's what's wrong here. And this is a play that I think does that. It awakens empathy in the same way that, like, The Diary of Anne Frank, same kind of thing. We've done some others. The Laramie Project. The Women of Lockerbie. All of these are sort of issue dramas, and it can help to open up communication. So anybody who says, I don't want to go to that, come, because it'll help you in your own life. So that's what I have to say.
Bob, anything else you'd like to add?
No, other than the fact that roles of this depth and like this come along very seldom. And I've had the tremendous opportunity of being in a number of plays in my life. And, you know, this is one of those. It's right up the top as far as an actor trying to find out who this character is. It's a great challenge for me and the wonderful opportunity to work with the rest of the cast because it's top notch, every one of them.
Jesse, if the role is challenging for Bob, it makes sense it would also be just as challenging, if not more so, for your character.
Very much so. I've always been more known for, I guess, comic work. Mm. So this is really the first time that I get a chance to be more, I guess, serious about, not serious, but dramatic about the role, I guess is the word. So it's been a challenge for sure. But to answer the question, if there were something I'd be interested in wrapping up would be the idea that I think one of the main things that we really haven't discussed and I would love people to kind of understand that this show touches on is the fact that sometimes our choices are made for us, and this show deals with that for sure. You know, you dream about the life you want and what you want that to look like and the goals you want to accomplish down the line. And sometimes things happen along the way that drift that for you. And you really have no choice, like, say, a Holocaust or a war. And you are born into that or you're thrown into that. And you really can't just say, okay, I'm done with it. I want to move on. You know, it sticks with you. And sometimes who you are is not even dictated by you. There is a self, there is a personality that's kind of like in a cocoon inside of you, so to speak. Your soul kind of comes out in different situations, maybe perhaps when you meet your loved one or whatever. But yeah, it's just that idea that the world is the way it is because of context, I think. You know, personality always comes into play, but ultimately that personality is shaped by context. And so my message would be, let's not judge each other because you really don't know where we come from. And this show deals with that for sure. So if you want an exploration or maybe, I don't know, like dip your toes into this kind of conversation, then come watch 16 Wounded.
Again, if you'd like some extra directed conversation, you can show up one of the Saturday nights as well. When the professor will be there to kind of take questions and answers and talk a little bit more in depth about this Israeli-Palestinian conflict that's been going on since 1949, right after the end of World War II. Again, this is a Sopris Theater Company production. You can get tickets at eventbrite.com. You can also learn more about the show, I believe, there as far as times and days and stuff like that. Again, it's Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, February 17th, 18th, and 19th, then Thursday through Sunday, the 23rd through the 26th. Sunday shows are matinees. They're at 2 o'clock. All the other shows are at 7 o'clock. So thanks again, everybody. All the best. Get to writing those light cues, Brad. If I know anything about the light guy. Those darn light guys. There you wait. There's some irony for you to finish up the conversation.
There we go.
We'll see you guys again soon.
Thank you.
Thanks, Gabe.
Thank you.
Again, it's tickets are available at eventbrite.com. You just type in the zip code and you search for it that way. Or you can call 947-8177. $18 for general admission, $13 students, seniors, CMC faculty, and staff. You've been listening to KMTS Connections, a public affairs program from KMTS News. Heard weekdays around 12:30. It's another reason we are the most listened to radio station from Rifle to Aspen.